Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 9th. Have you ever asked God this? Do you have to do it this way? You are always righteous, O Lord, when I bring a case before you. Yet I would speak with you about your justice. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? Jeremiah 12:1. You're in good company if you've ever been perplexed about the way God does things. On the one hand, you know and have experienced God's justice and mercy. It always fits. It always works. It always heals and restores. You realize that God is refining you via difficulties, hardships, betrayal by friends and family, poverty, and so on. And that's okay. On the other hand, shouldn't God be doling out similar treatment to people who really don't care about loving God at all? It might wake them up. It might make their stubborn hearts open up and turn their lives around. Wouldn't God be more effective in dealing with wayward people by going after just the really bad ones and letting the rest take heed? After all, look at the damage just a few are doing. Jeremiah even laments in chapter 12, verse 4, that the animals are dying because of the poisonous idolatry among Judah's leadership. Everything and everybody is suffering for the activities of a few. Or was it just a few? God's response to Jeremiah's lament puts things in perspective. In essence, he tells Jeremiah that the entire generation of Judah is on the path to destruction. The people have polluted God's delightful land. See chapter 12, verse 7. Only a few will survive the devastation brought on by their sinfulness. God's attention now is on preserving that remnant by taking them into exile in a distant land. The rest, the majority, they are reaping what they've sown, heedless to all warnings, pleadings, miracles, sermons. God would no longer contend with Judah. This is what he says. This is what the Lord says about this people. They greatly love to wander. They do not restrain their feet. So the Lord does not accept them. He will now remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins. Chapter 14, verse 10. One lesson to draw from Jeremiah's experience is that things are never as we see them. God has it all in his perfect sight. He will always do right by everyone on this planet, by us, by our enemies, by the indifferent, by the humble, as well as doing right by the proud. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.